2021 was a very difficult year, but ironically, it has been a catalyst year when it comes to fintech and crypto. What I want to share over the next couple of minutes is really some of my 2021 predictions on the future of money, my top predictions on crypto, and hopefully empower you with this information and then let you make your own decision on what you think the impact is going to be. Again, great to be all with you all. My name is Henry Arslanian, and really my passion in life is the future of finance and money. I do this in a couple of ways. One of them is at PwC, where I run our global crypto team, but also my academic life, where I'm an adjunct professor at the University of Hong Kong, and where I publish numerous books, including my last one called The Future of Finance, and as well in various educational roles. For example, on my social media, where I have a lot of content that I share on LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And really, I want to share with you all in the next couple of minutes some of my predictions for 2021. I'm going to give some of the big ones that I think are worth keeping an eye on, and you can find the rest on my LinkedIn page in my predictions article. The first one I just want to share with you all is when it comes to central bank digital currencies. 2020 was a big year when it comes to central bank digital currencies, and 2021 is shaping up to be very exciting as well. For example, right now, according to the Bank for International Settlements, 80% are doing some kind of work on central bank digital currencies. And we should expect over the next couple of months, many other G20 countries to announce some of their plans on what they're trying to do in the space. Here, the big country to watch, all eyes should be on China. China has, without any doubt, the leading country when it comes to the future of money with its recent digital renminbi push. I mean, just to put in things in context, in the last phase of their pilot, they did over 2 billion renminbi in transactions. That's 300 million US dollars in over 4 million transactions and 12,000 use cases. So China is really on the driving seat here when it comes to the future of money. Second thing I'm watching right now is really what's happening with traditional financial institutions entering the space. Again, in 2020, we saw a lot of financial institutions from the JP Morgans to the Standard Charters enter the space, and many others are starting to write research pieces on Bitcoin and digital assets, banks from Citibank to a Deutsche Bank, for example. We should really expect this to continue in 2021 and really see a lot of more financial institutions enter the space, but also launch new offerings, not only to enable their institutional clients like hedge funds and others to trade the asset class, but also for private banking services. You know, a number of wealthy clients are trying to get access to Bitcoin, and this could be a good opportunity for private banks. Another thing I expect to see a lot as well is a lot of increase in crypto mergers and acquisitions. Again, in 2020, even the first half of the year, we saw the total value of crypto M&A deals surpass that of 2019. And I expect this to continue in 2021, especially with what I call the crypto unicorns buying some of the smaller ancillary products offerings to theirs and start becoming like crypto octopuses, where they really have their tentacles in various different elements of business. So very interesting from that perspective, keeping an eye on what's going to happen on crypto M&A sector from that perspective. And let's say just maybe two more that I want to cover today. One of them is really what's happening with retail investors. I mean, I'm sure anybody who's been in the digital asset space, you often get the question, hey, where can I buy Bitcoin? The reality has never been easier right now to do so. For example, in 2016, according to Cambridge University, there was only 5 million accounts at crypto exchanges. And last year, there was over 100 million of them. And this shows that it's becoming increasingly easy in many countries around the world for people to come in and go in via fiat to crypto exchanges and enter the crypto ecosystem. And I think the big area to watch here is what's going to happen with technology firms. I'm watching very closely what's going to happen with PayPal. PayPal that recently took away its waiting list for U.S. customers. About 200 million U.S. customers now are able to buy Bitcoin. According to Mizuho Investment Bank, already 20% of the customers have done so. And the next year, as they expand this internationally to their over 350 million clients, that's going to make not only easier for people to buy Bitcoin, but also to be able to use it on everyday transactions. So very, very interesting what's happening from that perspective. And maybe the last point that I'll finish it off with is really what's going to happen in some of the areas that I'm seeing with a lot of the institutional investors coming in. For example, in 2020, we saw some of the large hedge funds, firms like Guggenheim or Renaissance Technologies enter the space. And we saw also a lot of the big names, like from the Paul Tudor Jones or Stanley Druckenmiller, talk about crypto. And I think we should expect this to continue in 2021 for a couple of reasons. One of them is a lot of these now, there's a lot of instruments that are available allowing these firms to enter the space that were not available a couple of years ago. For example, cash settled Bitcoin futures on the CME, which is an exchange a lot of the traditional hedge funds are familiar with, or even products like Grayscale, US listed products that give exposure to Bitcoin. So I expect to see a lot of these happen. And second, there's also a lot of the regulated players now, regulated exchanges, regulated custodians, regulated brokers, which just simply did not exist 3 years ago when we had the last Bitcoin rally. So again, these are all factors combined to the macro factors, you know, of the recent wave of quantitative easing and people looking at it kind of as a hedge against inflation. These are all elements that will drive interest from traditional hedge funds and institutional investors in the asset class. I'll stop it here. Again, if you want to get the full list of my top 10 crypto predictions for 2021, you can find it on my LinkedIn page under Henry Arslanian, H-E-N-R-I, Arslanian, A-R-S-L-A-N-I-A-N. And I hope this was useful to everybody. And see you guys soon over the next couple of months with a lot of new exciting stuff when it comes to the future of finance and the future of money.